Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur, Chris Miles, your host here. Welcome you out once again to another great week, another blessed opportunity to be able to share my thoughts and my expertise with you as we work on this podcast today. Just as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Check out that we've got free blogs and podcasts. And if you've got also, I mean, if you want real like help, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit today, but if you're looking for a way of saying like, hey, Chris, I want help, or Chris, I've got questions, or Chris, I would love to have the show topic addressed, let me know. Send me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. So today I want to talk about something that's absolutely fantastic. You know, I just got done doing my Wealth Empowerment Intensive this last weekend, and just had some fantastic people there. Great, great stuff. Definitely one of my favorite events for sure. And as we're there, you know, I noticed that the big question on each person's mind was really like, what's the next best cash flow move? Like, what's their next step? The next best investment for them, or whatever it might be. And remember, when we talk about cash flow, it's about how do we either increase income or decrease expenses, or something in between, such as increasing productivity of what we're doing with income and expenses. You know, it's interesting because you don't, especially if you're in business, you'll realize this at some point if you haven't already, but you don't always have to increase income or decrease expenses. Sometimes it's just about how do you get more out of what you're already doing. For example, if you could produce something faster and cheaper than it was, or even if it's the same cost, but you're just able to do it faster and produce more of it, you know, that's requires less time, and therefore you're able to create more money because you don't have to like raise prices or anything like that. You're creating more money because you're more efficient. So there's all kinds of ways to do that. And you can even do that in personal finances to some degree too. And so I want to talk about like, what's your next best cash flow move? Like where should you be focusing? And I'm going to share experiences from people that I've either talked to or people that are my clients and things like that. And what's worked for them, because everybody is at a different place and everybody has a different place they can focus. So I'm going to start with kind of like the easier place, the place where you might be beginning. And so the first time, you know, for those of you that maybe you're just trying to get a foundation started, maybe you feel like you're starting from zero, right? Maybe you've been paycheck to paycheck. You don't have any savings. You know, maybe you do have a lot of loans and things like that that you're paying on, but you just don't even have any savings to get started. You know, your first place might be building up an emergency savings account. That might be your next best investment. Now, someone might say, okay, Chris, come on. Like, how can that ever help me increase my cash flow? Because you're just putting it into savings. It's not doing anything and it's earning nothing. Now, granted, there are ways you can leverage savings a little bit to make a little bit more money than you'd get in the bank and still have it accessible to you. But I'm not going to talk about that too much today. I mean, that's a more specific strategy that would take some time. But I want you to think about this, is that having emergency savings allows you the peace of mind to grow and increase your stewardship. So many people will liquidate their savings, especially if they feel like they're in debt, quote unquote. They'll liquidate all their savings just to try to pay off all that debt. And then they wonder why, like, they're not quite getting out of debt very fast. So they feel like there's this rubber band effect. And then they're, you know, they pay off a credit card, and then they charge up and they pay it off and charge up. And it's that rubber band effect you probably heard me say on an earlier episode. You know, and that's madness. If you think about it, it just drives you batty. And so the best thing some people can do is sometimes just build an emergency savings account. And give you an example. I had a client that I worked with where, you know, she had like a side business. He was kind of working with her. But he was working a job, and they had some credit cards and things like that. And they've been impulsively spending at times. Not like they're horrible spenders, but they definitely would spend from time to time. And so they had some credit card, you know, credit card loans they had racked up. And as I'm talking to them, they had about $10,000 in savings. And I said, guys, you know what? We're going to keep that in savings. We're not going to pay off that credit card. That's also $10,000. I said, Chris, are you crazy? Come on. We could save a couple $100 a month if we do that. I know. But I can assure you that if you use all of your emergency savings to pay off this loan, something will come up. Something will happen to you where you'll need that money. I'm like, it happens every time. It's happened to me. It's happened to other people I know, even people that are financially savvy. Whenever you liquidate your account to try to pay off a loan, it's almost like clockwork. Something will come up where you wish you had that money back, or at least some of that money back. So I said, don't worry about that. We'll build that up. We'll start to aggressively pay down that credit card at some point, and maybe even starting this next month. But we got to get your savings at least $10,000. And they thought I was crazy. Lo and behold, a few months later, she ends up going to the hospital, had some medical conditions that came up, some kind of like emotional medical condition that came up, and it was going to cost them $1,000 a month for those medical bills for the next year. And that's with health insurance, by the way. So $1,000 a month on top of what they were already paying for health insurance. And so they started to panic a little bit. They're like, wow, this is crazy. I said, don't worry. You've got that $10,000. This is good. This is what it's here for emergencies just like this. Now let's keep a level head. Let's keep moving forward. Let's have you deal with the things you have to deal with medically, but let's keep moving forward. Let's make sure we keep that, you know, that savings going. And so we did. And what was so cool is that after the end of the year, they came and reported back. They said, Chris, we get it. Like, it makes total sense. Cause now because we had that cash, we didn't panic. We were able to be calm, and we're actually still able to start paying down that credit card, and we still have some of that savings intact. So we're actually okay. And so they built up that savings again, and we eventually paid off that credit card. Even though it took about a year and a half to do so, it was totally worth it because it came out like champions. They came out just awesome. And eventually they started to free up a lot more cash flow and accelerated because they didn't have to pay that $1,000 a month anymore. And then bam, like we ended up helping them free up and make thousands of extra dollars a month. It was cool. So that's why. So for some of you, if you don't have any savings, that could be the next step. And if you're in business, you need emergency savings, because if you're the person that's out there trying to network and make things happen, right? If you're out there and you don't have any savings, you're trying to get people to do business with you. You need their business. But if you got savings, you can stand in power to say to people, or at least say to yourself, not necessarily to them and sound arrogant, but you can say to yourself, you know what? I don't need this person's business, but I know I can help them. And so let's see what I can do to serve them. And when you come from that place of power, what's interesting is, one, you won't sell people that you shouldn't be selling in the first place. And then two, what happens is that those people will be naturally drawn to you because they see that you're not trying to sell them. You're trying to serve them. Totally two different things. And people respond very differently. And you'll work less to make more money. So even though your money might be sitting in a savings account making 0.0%, still, the cool thing is that there's people now drawn to you. You're able to make more money with less effort. So especially if you're in business, this is key. So this could be the next thing. And I've had people where I just told them, your foundation, our whole goal in our program is just at least build up some savings and maybe free up a few hundred or so dollars a month. But the savings is key, and that'll pave the way for you to make thousands more a month. Does that make sense? So that's number one. Number two is, the next one you might want to do is loans. You might want to pay down some loans. You know, I have some people sometimes are like, okay, Chris, what do I do to make some more money? And I'll say, you know what? Let's not worry about making more money at this exact moment. Let's see what we could do to get your money making more money for you, which is, could that be paying down some loans? You know, I had somebody just recently, now we were looking at their situation and said, before we even worry about, you know, figuring out how to make some more money, let's see what we could do to free up some cash and do it for little to no money out of pocket. They were actually able to consolidate their mortgage and all their loans and free up $4,163 a month. Now, if you think about how much money that could take for someone to make that much money, it's crazy. But where there, in that case, they had an infinite rate of return on their money because they didn't have to come out of pocket. They were able to consolidate everything into their home, and now they have that cash to do some more things with. You know, I've had several people where we've actually looked at that. I had one guy out in Ohio. And we were looking at his situation, and he was looking at all his personal loans. And then I happened to look at his business. I said, wait, what are these? Oh, those are some lease payments. We found out that if we actually pay those leases instead of doing what he wanted to do initially with his personal loans, we were actually able to free up $2,700 a month doing that. So I said, oh man, let's stop focusing on that. You know, let's get away from some of your personal loans. Let's get into your business. Let's do some things there, free up some cash flow there, and then more money comes home anyways, and then we can start worrying about that. And actually, we did that, and we did some refinancing and a bunch of other things. In total, we freed up, I think about, it was almost $4,000 a month for him with that. So it just depends. Every situation is different, and it's not always what you think. We're not aiming for the highest interest rate. We're looking to see how we can spend the least amount of dollars to free up the most cash flow. And in many cases, it's not the highest interest rate that helps you do that. So don't be duped by the interest rate. That's exactly what the banks want you to do. I have a very specific method of how we go about doing that, that I've explained in earlier episodes with using the cash flow index and things like that. So, and even then, we might change the strategy a little bit depending on your personal situation. So loans can be a great way to do it. I was just looking at somebody's situation today where we said, wait a minute, you can spend $7,500 and free up over $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. If you think about it, $3,000 a year using $7,500, that's a big chunk of change right there. I mean, that's like a 40% rate of return on your money. And see, they were looking at things like real estate. I'm like, well, you could do real estate and maybe you get a 15 to 20% cash on cash return. But you know what? We pay this off. We get a guaranteed 40% cash on cash rate of return. Let's aim for these loans and then we can worry about real estate later. So that's one great way to do it. It's through loans. Not always, but that's one way. Another way is taxes. Taxes is another great way to do it too. You know, and with taxes, like I'll tell you, if you're a business owner, I can guarantee you're overpaying at least $3,000 to $5,000 a year. Why? Because that's what I see every time. So it's pretty crazy. But people, if they're making any money in their business, or even if they're not, even if they have a side job and they have a business, I've noticed that we've got some all kinds of things we can do to free up some taxes, which can ultimately free up some cash flow. And in some cases, even do that can help them free up money each and every month. So that's a big one. You know, I had somebody, actually it was a friend of mine, he was from my ballroom dancing days. He reached out to me and he said, Chris, I'm starting to make a little bit more money in my business. I'm getting kind of worried because I'm worried about taxes. You know, it was actually during almost Christmas time. So it was right at the end of the year. I said, we need to get you in with our CPA as soon as possible. Got him in. I was actually on vacation, so I wasn't able to meet with him. But before I even had my first meeting with him, found out that just that year alone, and each every year, we're going to free up at least $10,000 a year just in taxes. And he wasn't making a huge amount of money in his business. He was just making a decent, you know, middle-class living. But we're able to find like $10,000 a year better than what he was doing before with his other accountant. And by the way, even if you have an accountant, that doesn't guarantee anything. In fact, whenever somebody says, oh, I have a good accountant. Okay, sure you do. Yeah, you're going to find more. And that's always the case. And so taxes is another one. And that's, I'll tell you, like just having your mind worry about having to save up for taxes. This time of year, especially in the springtime, people are freaking out because they're like, oh, I'm going to have to pay on my taxes. Maybe, but maybe not. You know, if you do it right. And sometimes I want people to pay more taxes, a little bit more at least, you know, just so we show more income and get them to qualify for home or whatever it might be. But there's other times where, you know, like the taxes, like they can still show income and still save on taxes too. So lots of potential there. The fourth one's your business. Can you invest in your business to make a better rate of return? See, some people get so hung up on paying off debt, which we've talked about before, paying off their loans, that sometimes they forget to see the real opportunity. For example, say somebody does have a $10,000 credit card, they might be paying between $200 to $250 a month on that credit card. But if you could put $10,000 in your business, the question is, can you make more than $200 to $250 a month? If so, that should be the focus, not paying down that credit card or paying it off. Because remember, there's always an interest rate to your money. Whether you're paying interest to the bank, or you're losing the ability to earn interest because you've paid it in cash. You're always paying interest. And so the question is what's going to give you the biggest rate of return on your cash flow? And business a lot of times can be that way. You know, I had somebody who had only $1,000 left on a credit card, no savings, no nothing. Like all they had was $1,000 left up to maxing out their last credit card. And they're saying, okay, Chris, what do we do? And I said, okay. And they were a chiropractor. I said, why don't we look at this? Is there something we can do here that we can create more with $1,000? And so we talked about options. And the option that came up was actually doing an open house. We said, let's do an open house. Let's get people in. Let's make this a community event. Let's start, you know, bring in massage therapists because they're always a great attraction to get somebody to get a free seated massage. Let's bring in Santa Claus because it was Christmas time, you know, so get it friendly for the kids, have some games, some contest prizes, you name it, get some other businesses that are involved that want to be involved that it could actually help their business too, start helping the community that way and see what happens. And so they did. They spent about $600. They had to rent a space because their office couldn't hold all the people. They did that. What's so cool is that with that $600 on a credit card, which most financial people say, that's crazy, you should never do that. But that $600 turned into 5 new patients for them. And understand that in the chiropractic world, at least for them, in their chiropractic business, one new patient meant $2,500 per year. So from $600, they were able to create $12,500 that year in new patients from $600. Talk about an awesome rate of return, right? So that's the point, is that sometimes that is the best opportunity. And if you can keep a level head and not let scarcity creep in, this is why I try to help people, coach them through that, because, you know, I'll tell you, the strategies are easy sometimes. It's the head games and the trash that you deal with, you know, the emotions, trying to, you know, talk people off the ledge sometimes. That's the biggest key. And that even happens with people with lots of money. Sometimes they have just as many, if not more, emotions than people have no money, because they're afraid, so afraid of losing it, that that's the very reason why they don't make any use of that stewardship. So that's another one, is what can you do in your business? Could that be the number one investment to make more money? And the fifth and final one we're going to talk about is your retirement accounts. You know, I've gotten so many people lately, they've got retirement accounts. They're saying, okay, the market's been up for the last 6 years. That's been great, but I don't expect it to keep going up. In fact, it doesn't want to go up for the last year. It's been kind of sitting sideways or a little bit down. What do I do? And so they're looking for other opportunities. Plus, you got to understand, a retirement account like IRAs and 401ks stink, because they don't produce any cash flow for you. You build and build and build. And in many cases, you're saving money every single month, throwing it into these retirement plans, and they don't kick any cash flow back out. You're just hoping and praying you build enough to create some sort of retirement. But what if you could turn that money into retirement today? What if that make a cash flow right now? You know, like I mentioned before, I have one client where he bought 3 properties last year. He's net cash flowing. Even after paying property management fees, he did real estate with his. He's cash flowing $1,250 a month net. That's his situation. That was with $84,000 IRA. That's $15,000 a year, plus tax benefits, possible appreciation, building equity, all that stuff. I had another client out in New York where he actually decided to start doing stuff with oil. You know, he loved oil. He was very interested in it. Learned more. He even started investing in oil investment, and he even got himself appointed as CEO. He started making money in 2 places doing that. Again, taking his retirement money and trying to make something more of it. You know, I've got other people they're doing all kinds of stuff with retirement money. One, trying to make sure they don't lose any money, because the stock market, if it starts losing, then you've lost some of that. So make sure you preserve it and keep it. And then two, can we generate cash flow with it? You know, and there's a variety of ways you could do that too, that I'm not going to go into a lot of detail with, because I've talked about in other podcasts. But just know that everybody has their own unique ways that they can go about doing it. There are ways to generate cash flow with your retirement accounts today. And if you're creating cash flow now, I mean, think about what you can create with that. Rather than letting it sit and maybe earn 5 or 6% a year in the markets, and that's never going to be enough, you can never save enough to be able to retire with that. So the key is, can we create more with less? And that's what this is really all about, is what's your next best cash flow move? If you're wondering about your situation, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. You know, and whether myself or somebody else could take a look at that and say, hey, what can we do? What's something that's cool? You know, let me know. The thing is, like, every one of you have got something you could do now. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Do it right now. Do something today where you could take action and start changing your life and creating more freedom right away. Hey, this is Chris Miles signing off. Everybody, have a great and prosperous week. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.